USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I don't know. I find it hard to believe it was intentional, if you want to know the truth. I think that it could have been somebody who was loose and stupid that did it.
President Trump speaking at the White House regarding Iran shooting down a drone. The president continues.
We'll be able to report back, and you'll understand exactly what happened. But it was a very foolish move.
And according to Politico, the White House is inviting congressional leaders to the Situation Room for a briefing on Iran Thursday afternoon. The Supreme Court ruled 5-3 Thursday that sex offenders who committed their crimes before the federal government-mandated national sex registration system must still sign up. Offenders who'd been convicted before the 2006 Sex Offender Registration and Notification Act had argued it wasn't in effect at the time of their sentencing and thus unfair for them to have to register. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents...
Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Oh my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine, but thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
An annual report on a global problem has been issued by the feds. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The 2019 Trafficking in Persons Report from the U.S. State Department is naming China, Iran, North Korea, Syria, Venezuela, and other nations as nations that do not fully comply with efforts to stop the problem, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
That action and the message that flows with it is very clear. If you don't stand up to trafficking, America will stand up to you.
The report saying 77% of human trafficking victims are exploited on their own soil. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Officials in Riviera Beach, Florida are paying $600,000 in ransom to hackers who took control of the city's data. An employee last month clicked on a malicious email opening the door for the hackers to take control of computers, websites, police databases, and phones. The council decided to make the payment Monday night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
During a congressional hearing about potential reparations to descendants of slavery, former NFL player Burgess Owens suggested that if anyone was responsible for paying reparations, it was the Democratic Party. Owens also pointed out that reparations were not necessary and would send the wrong message to future generations. Chris Harris is the executive director of Unhyphenated America. He tells Fox News,
"The black people I know who are the happiest in America are those who realize that they're part of the fortunate 4.2% of the world's population to be living in here in America. But, you know, here's the about the issue of slavery and reparations. You know, when you continually put someone first and they put you last, that makes you a political chump. And we keep putting forward this issue every year. There's the same people, the same congressmen putting forth this issue every year, or at least they put it forth every year when there's a Republican in the White House. Mm-hmm. But yet they've had multiple opportunities to put forth this issue. They had it ever since the Congressional Black Caucus has existed. There was a time when Jimmy Carter was in the White House and he had complete control of the Congress. There was mm-hmm. a time when Bill Clinton had complete control of the Congress. There was a time when Barack Obama had complete control of the Congress. Yep. If it was going to happen, it would have happened then. But it's not going to happen. Black folks, listen, I really want to tell you, it's not going to happen. They're treating you like Lucy treated Charlie Brown.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.